Now let's go into the halacha nekud halachas. Mi shemeis, on the bottom of page 108, bottom left-hand column. Mi shemeis, a person who dies, v'hiniach yorshim ktanim, and he leaves children or other people that are inheriting him that are of a young age, tzorech moirisham limnois lehem apotropos sheisasek b'shvilam. The people that are responsible for them have to designate a guardian or custodian that's going to be the one to look out for the benefit of these yisaimim. Im loy minehu, and if the father didn't designate such a person during his lifetime, habezden chayovim limno islam apotropos, then bezden must appoint an apotropos, a guardian or custodian, shehabezden avim shel yisaimim, since bezden, in a sense, is the father, the parents of the orphans. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, apotropos sheminehu avi yisaimim lo yishba, mineu bezden yishba. If the apotropos was appointed by the father, then if there's any litigation, if there's any doubt as to his handling of the money, he's not under obligation to swear. He doesn't have to swear that he did this and this in order to be believed. Whereas if the apotropos was appointed by Bezdin, then if a question arises, he has to swear to defend himself. He has to be prepared to accept an oath, you know, to testify that he did what he says he did with the money in terms of investing it for them or whatever else. And again, these laws are discussed in Choshen Mishpat in much more detail. Rav Nosson Zal just brings the overview. Now, al pi inyan apotropos, al pi ha-maimer ha-maschil perko revio mi safra ditzniusa, this is going to be explained based on the chapter in the Kutimran, which is based on the fourth chapter of a certain section in the Zohar HaKadosh that's called Safra Ditznusa, the hidden sefer, where there the Zohar HaKadosh says these words, Atiko Tomir Vesosim. There's a certain level, Kaviyochel of Hashem, that's called Atiko, the highest level, a very high level Kaviyochel, which is called Tomir Vesosim, very hidden. Ze'ero Danpin, whereas Kaviyochel, the lower level of Hashem, that's called Ze'eranpin, small faces, is Galia, velo is Galia. Sometimes it's revealed, and sometimes it's not revealed. Because the higher Kedusha is always hidden. The lower Kedusha, sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's invisible. Besimen Chof Aleph, Rabbi Nazal bases a chapter in the Kutiman on that statement in the Zohar Kodesh about Atiko and Zeranpin. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar. Study that entire chapter in the Kutimran as an introduction to this halacha. Ubikitzer. Now to give it to you in short, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki yesh sechel pnimi umakif. There, Rabbi Nosson Zal mentions a concept of a sechel pnimi and a sechel makif. Dahainu, ma sheho'odom masigu mevin. Those items which a person understands, achieves and understands, Hubechinas pnimi. That's what Rabbi Nosson Zal calls pnimi. It's inside his head. Shenichnas l'toich hamoyach lifnim. It has already entered inside his brain. He's got it. He understands it. Uma she'ein hodom yochel hasig lohavin. That which a person has not yet achieved and doesn't understand yet. Ze bechinas makif. That is referred to as a makif for that particular person. Now, naturally, you can understand that what's a makif to one is a pnimi for the other. What's a makif to a 10-year-old to a 15-year-old is pnimi. You know, simple stuff. Shem makif es hamoyach. This implies that it surrounds the person's brain. Ve'ein yochel lichnois l'toich hamoyach lefnim. It's not yet ready to enter inside the brain. V'hasechel ha'pnimi mekabel chiyus min ha'makif. Because the makif represents a higher level wisdom, Rabbi Nazal says, Rabbi Nazal is going to bring it soon, what gives a person life? What's the battery of a Jew? Chochma, sechel. There's a pasuk, ha-chochma techaye bo'oleho. Chochma gives life to one who has it. Now, if there are two levels of chochma, if relative to me, at my age, 38 years old, there's two levels of chochma. There's the chochma which I have already achieved, and there's the chochma which I'm going to achieve when I'm 39, which is a higher level of chochma. Rabbi Nazal says there that the lower level chachma receives its chius from the higher level chachma. Each sechel is plugged into a sechel that's above it that feeds it. Kaviyochel Hashem is the top. Hashem is the highest level of sechel, the ultimate sechel, and Hashem is mashpia, his chachma, down to the person via millions or billions of levels. And each level receives from the level above it. Just like a student learns from a rab, from a teacher, and the student's chachma receives its infusions from the teacher, the one who's above him, so too even regarding an individual person who has his own pnimi and makif, his pnimi is drawing its chius from his makif. V'tzorich kolechot lehishtadeh lasos mehamakifim pnimim. Every Jew has a responsibility to convert the makifim to pnimim, meaning to learn new things constantly, to take what was yesterday a makif to him and make it a pnimi today and get to a higher level. V'chol elu hakushyos she'onu navoichem bohem, all types of questions which are perplexing questions, catch-22s, paradoxes. Kemoi hayediyah v'abchira, for example, the famous question of the paradox between yediyah, Hashem knowing everything, and yet there being bechira, free choice. Heim b'sechel hamakif she'i efsher le'enoishel le'enoishi lahasig ze hasechel hamakif ad losin. They represent a certain level of sechel hamakif which it's impossible for the human mind to achieve until losid lavoy, until the future. Hashem has not given us the kelim, Hashem has not given the human mind today the ability to reach up that high, to so high level a makif. Ki im hoyomasik ze hasechel, because if a human being would understand that completely, hoyoyotze migeder anoshi, enoishi, he would leave the status of human, vohoyo begeder malach, he would enter into the status of angel, vohoyo mizbatel habechira legamri, and he would lose his free choice. The difference between angel and human is free choice versus no free choice. The fact that Hashem has limited the human mind's ability to understand certain things is what makes it possible for there to be a free choice. Just as on a certain level, if we say a kid, you tell a kid to choose between an ice cream cone or a nutritious apple, the kid, based on his lack of das, it's a choice for him. Whereas the moment a person gets more das, a higher level of das, where they really, really understand that this is harmful, even though this looks pretty and smells pretty and everything, it stinks for the body. It's going to destroy my body. Whereas the other thing, even though it looks less attractive, it's going to do my body well. To the person with the higher level das, it's less of a free, it's less of a bechira. It's less of a decision to make, choose this or choose that. So you could understand that there's a certain level of das that a human being could reach where what's a choice for other people, to him is no longer a choice. It's no longer a matter of choice because he understands the truth so well. And in order to avoid that, in order that there should always be Bechira, Hashem has hidden certain das from us. Hashem has limited what the human mind can normally reach so that you're still staying within that ballpark of Bechira, of free choice. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'lo voy lebechinas shefa elokai." Now, in that chapter, Rav Nosson Zal coins another term, shefa elokai, this heavenly wisdom which comes via shortcut. Comes, you know, they shoot it into the person's head like a laser beam, without hours and hours or years of introductions. The speed learning course, you know, that kind of thing. The way that a person gets bechinas ruach hakodesh, which is a type of ruach hakodesh, shehu bechinas makif hanal, which represents these super high level makifin. If a Jew wants to get to that, how does he do it? Hu al yidei shemekadesh shtei einayim ushtei oznin utrei nukvin dechoitma upuma. The way to do it is by purifying the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, and the mouth. Shehem Shiva Saneros, they are referred to as the seven special candles. She'al Yodom Nimshach Shefa Eloikai. The person receives this Shefa Eloikai via them. It comes to the person via the eyes, ears, nose, mouth. That's where he receives this super high-level wisdom. Shehu Bechinas HaMakifanal, which is this high-grade Makifin, super high-level Makifin. Ulefomim Shehashefa. Now we know, for example, when during the time that the Jews were traveling in the desert, they had these seven clouds which encircled them and laundered them, etc. Rabbi Nizal brings in that chapter in the Kutuman that these seven openings of the head correspond to those seven clouds which represent again this Ruach HaKodesh, because we're told in the Chumash several times that when Hashem wanted to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem invited him into the cloud and spoke to him there. That was this Shefa Vaikai, that was this Ruach HaKodesh, this super high level of wisdom which was transmitted in the clouds, because it's symbolized by the clouds. It's represented by these makif. It represents these makifin, which a person receives based on the degree that they perfect these seven openings. Interesting that the Zohar HaKadosh calls these seven openings the seven windows of the neshama. The neshama that's in the person, the neshama of the person looks out or takes in via these seven openings. What a person says, or hears, or smells, or sees, or the ayin ra that a person is, that's all. These are the seven places from which the neshama makes contact with this world. Ulefomim shehashefa lekai vasechel anal heim bebechinas helam vibur. There are times when this shefa lekai and this sechel is in a status of pregnancy, what we call ibur, meaning it's there, but it's blocked. You can't see it, can't touch it, can't make contact with it. It's blocked by some kind of a cover. Va'oz yofo tzo'oko lo'odom bein b'toira bein b'tfila. And Rav Enizal says, if a person wants to access it, then he has to scream. He has to be tzoyek, either in Torah, when he learns Torah, not with his eyes, not like you read a comic book, but to scream the words of Torah, to say it with power. This doesn't mean where 4,000 people hear him. Sometimes a person could be in a place and they're screaming and nobody hears them, because it's an internal scream. The person is giving it out bekoyach, just they don't want anybody to hear. Sometimes a person is davening Shmon Esrei. There's different ways of davening Shmon Esrei. Two people that are both silent, supposedly, one is screaming at the top of his lungs inside. He hears, he imagines the scream in his head and in his heart, and he's literally screaming the words to Hashem, and another person simply whispering them, you know, at their, you know, zero volume and nothing, and they're accomplishing two completely different things. Because Rabbi Nizal says, let's just finish the paragraph, that in order to take this makif out of its cover, you need tzaoka in Torah and in tefillah. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likut Emran, you'll see all of this explained very well. This is a break. Go ahead. This chapter in Likut Emran is introduced by the following. It says, Hikshu, they asked. And the Mefarshim means this question was raised in heaven. That there are makifin, that there are two levels of makifin. The Torah itself has makifin. Within the Torah, There's pnim and makif, and then relative to a given individual, there's pnim and makif. And the question is asked, ki yesh makifin etz lasechel, haynu she'enu nichnas lahasechel pnimi hoenoishi. There's relative to a human being, those concepts which the human mind can take in. We gave an example of the question of Yediyah and Bechira. V'yesh makifin lahatoyro, shemakif lahatoyro, ve'eimei nichnas l'teich hatoyro. And the Torah itself has makifin, which don't go inside of the Torah. U'bahamakifin yesh shem makifin bo'imdim l'fnei ho'inayim, rak shem makifin, ve'eimei nichnasim l'asecho. Regarding these makifin, there are two types. There are some that are right in front of your face. You know about it. This question of Yediyah and Bechira, we know about it, and yet it doesn't go in. We can't understand it. V'yesh, there's a second class, Shehen Behelim, Shalei Bo'el Adayin Afilim Akifin, V'ubechina Stibura. There's a second category where they haven't even, they're so hidden that they haven't even come to a state of pregnancy. In a sense, a woman conceives, and before the pregnancy even begins, there's no visibility at all, just about. Uma lasois sheyichnesu hamakifin shelatoyr l'toych ha-toyr b'fnim, v'hamakifin shelasechel yichnesu l'toych ha-sechel p'nimim. Rabbi Nezal says, the question was asked, what does a person do, what does one do to make the makifin of the Torah enter inside the Torah? That's step one. And number two, that the makifin of the person's sechel should enter into his brain. He should be able to understand it. Dahainu shemitchilo yovoyu v'yizgalu ha-makifin shel ha-Torah mehelam ha-makifin. The first phase one is that these makifin of the Torah should become nizgale. It should become come into existence in a sense. And then step two is that which the person can't understand, machmas chesroinoi ha'enoshi, because of human limitations, should be expanded to be able to take that in. And in this chapter in Likud Moran, Rabbi Nezal explains both. He says the first item is how to be moiled amoichin, which he said is done through tzaok on Torah and Tefillah. That's what literally creates the moichin in a sense. And then by purifying the Shiva Saneiros, the person makes it be able to go in. In other words, the scream creates, in a sense, and the purification of the seven openings gives the person the ability to take it in. For more information, contact Torah Chofama from Likutei Moran. We gave the introduction yesterday about Torah Chofama from Likutei Moran, what Rabbi Nezal speaks about there, in the parts that are related to these, relevant to this halacha. Now we're going to start on Rav Nosson Zal's discussion on apotropos. V'zeh b'chinas goydel horachmonus ho'otzum sheyesh al yisoymin k'tanim. And this is the concept of the tremendous, tremendous pity that there is for young orphans. V'alkein tzrichim limnois lohem apotropos. It's for this reason that we must appoint a guardian for them. Shehu avi yisoymim, who is the concept of the father of these orphans. Kama shepir shrashi, al tevas apotropis shuloshna avi yisoymim, ayin shom. As Rashi HaKodesh says in the Gemara, on the word apotropis, that it means someone that's like a father to the orphans. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki be'emes iker hachius habonim k'tanim humei aviyem. Shehu chiyusam mamish. The main source of life of small children is from their daddy, who is their life. Ki ikar chiyus ha'odom hu rak mehasechel. Because when we talk about a person being alive, what determines the status of a person being alive or not? The sechel of the person. Shehu ikr chius odom, which is the main concept of life of a person. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ha chochmo techaye. Chochmo gives chius. That's why we have this term brain dead. We use that word brain dead. What does it mean brain dead? Breathing and this and that and everything, and yet dead. Why? Because if the brain isn't functioning, then for all intents and purposes, a human being is classified chas shalom as dead to a large degree. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says that this chiyus is sechel. Ukemuvan b'maimar anal, as is explained in this Torah Chof Aleph. V'al kein habonim k'tanim she'ein daitum shleimo. Therefore, small children who don't have shleimo sadas, they're under bar mitzvah, let's say. So they're not considered bardas. Adayin ikar chiyusam me'aviyim. Their life is coming from their father. Shehu Meir Bohem Hadas, he's the one who's shining das into them. Alidei Shemishtadel Bitzorchehem Umashgiach Aleim B'chol Advorim, by taking care of all of their needs and supervising everything they do, Shaydeze Meir Bohem Daitoi. That's how he's shining his das. He's conveying to them his opinions and his ideas and his concepts by guiding them and dictating to them what should be done, etc., and taking care of their needs. Vahu Iker Chiyusam Kanal. And the father is the main chiyus of these bonim ktanim. Ki av uben zebechinas pnimi umakiv kemuvan disforim. Because these two terms that Rabbeinu Zal coined in that chapter on Likutei Moran, relative to every single person, that the sechel which the person has already is called the pnimi. The sechel which the person doesn't yet have, it's a level above that, is the makif for that person. And Rabbeinu Zal had said that a person's sechel pnimi draws its chiyus from his sechel amakif. The lower sechel draws from the higher sechel. So too, that's the concept of a father and son. The father represents the higher sechel. The child is the lower sechel, which draws his chiyus from the father. This also represents the great obligation that a person has to leave children in the world, to leave behind children in the world. Ki ikar bria sodom boilam hazeh hu bishvil sheyamshich sechel haponim shehu bechinas makif boilam hazeh kidei sheyegale elikusti yisborach boilam. The main purpose for the creation of man into this world is so that man should draw sechel haponim into this world. What is sechel haponim? Don't confuse these terms, because Rabbeinu Zal uses similar terms in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. There's pnimi versus makif. Pnimi means that knowledge that you have already, that you understand already. Makif is that knowledge which you don't have yet. Sechel haponim means kavyochol, the light of the face of Hashem, which shines into your Shiva Saneros. That was the concept of Ruach HaKodesh that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran. That was a concept of when he spoke about Ocher Vokedem Tzartoni, that there are two types of wisdom that a person receives. There's one type that a person receives through the normal channels, with all kinds of introductions and explanations, and then that's called Ocher. Then we said there was a second type of sechel, which refers to a much higher level sechel, which you don't get it via regular learning. It comes as a shefa elokai. And these are different synonyms that Rabbeinu Zal uses for it. Shefa elokai, sechel haponim, oir haponim, the light of the face of Hashem, which the way that you receive that is via your face. If to the extent that you purify these seven openings in the face, the eyes, the ears, nose, and mouth, you're able to receive kavyochol straight from Hashem's oir haponim, or sechel haponim, which refers to this high-level sechel, which is bechinas makif. We're talking about something that's way above regular people's levels of understanding. So Rav Nosson Zal says here now, Iker bria sodom boilam hazeh hu bishvil sheyamshich sechel haponim shehu bechinas makif boilam hazeh. One of the main reasons why man was created was so that man should draw this sechel haponim, this shefel okai, this oyer haponim, this super high level of sechel into the world, kidei sheyegale eloikusa yisborach boilam, so as to reveal Hashem in the world. That's the main revelation of Hashem. Ki b'klolius hoilamois. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains for us. Because when we speak on a general level, talking about the worlds, klal ho'olam hazeh hu bechinas pnimi, v'ho'olam haba hu bechinas sechel hamakir. This world, olam hazeh, compared to olam haba, we would call olam hazeh as sechel pnimi, that the wisdom, the sechel of this world is something which people can sort of acquire. It's more natural and normal for people to have that. Whereas the sechel of olam haba, which is called kimolo haaretz deyas Hashem, the high level of sechel that's associated with olam haba, is usually referred to as makif. Certainly relative to olam hazeh. Relative to the level of knowledge of Olam Hazeh, the knowledge of Olam Haba is Bechinas Makif in comparison. even though each and every single individual has his own pnimi and makif. But he's talking now in big, big general terms. Ki kol ma sheyesh bo'olam hazeh, efsher lohovin ulahasig. Because everything that's found in this world, man has the ability, sort of, to get to understand. Aval olam haba, whereas, if we talk about olam haba, the way that the Torah describes that is, ayin loiroaso elokim zulasecho, yase lamechakeloi, the Pusik says. No eye has seen what olam haba is. So, meaning, the eye is the sechel of the person. When we say no eye has seen, it means it's above our comprehension. So that olam haba, the sechel of olam haba, is assumed to be bechinas makif. Kihu bechinas makif she'ief shalahasig. That represents this concept of makif, which normally a person can't achieve in this world. V'tzorech ha'odom lahamshich sechel ha'makif. Shehu bechinas av, bechinas olam haba, letoich pnimius hasechel, ba'olam hazeh, lahamshich hasechel mimakif lepnimi, me'av leben, me'olam haba le'olam hazeh. U'bishvil zeh, ikar b'riyas odom. And man has an obligation to draw this sechel hamakif, which we're referring to as the concept of the father, which we're referring to as the concept of the sechel of olam haba, to draw that makif into pnimi, bring it inside your brain, to bring it into olam hazeh, to be zecher to get to understand it even while you're in olam hazeh, which is to bring down the sechel of the daddy to the son, to the boy, meaning to the person living in olam hazeh, from olam haba to olam hazeh, ubishvil zeh ikar b'riyas ha'odom. And this is one of the main purposes for the creation of man. That man should be the kesher between Shamayim and Oretz. In fact, we find in the first, Bereishis Bara Elokim says Shamayim es Oretz, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. I think it's one of the interpretations in the Medrash is that what does that refer to? It refers to man. Man is Shamayim. Man is the one who is Mekasher Shamayim and Oretz. Why? His feet are on the ground, and his brain reaches up to the Shamayim and past the Shamayim. His brain is supposed to reach into Olam Haba, in other words, to try to reach out for that. Just like Rabbein Ezal says in one place, that if you look at the human body, the higher up you move physically on the body, the further reaching it is. A person, most people can kick something a certain distance with the feet, they can throw further than they can kick. Typically, average person throws something further than they can, and see further than that. You can see further than you can throw. And the brain, which is above the eyes, can think way, way past what you can see. You can be thinking about things that you can't even see. In other words, much, much further away. Ki ikar hu hadas, because the main part of the person is the sechel. Ukemuvon b'maimer hanal, as Rabbein Ezal emphasizes in Torah Chof Aleph and Likutei Moran, v'kasha nishma mipiv hakodesh meinyan zeh bo'eis shel yoseg b'divrei ha'maimer hanal, and as we heard from Rabbein Ezal's mouth when he was discussing this chapter in Likutei Moran, that this is the main reason why a person is in this world, to bring this sechel of olam haba into olam hazeh. V'zeh b'chinas bonim shemechuyovim lehoniach achro bozeh olam. Now you could understand why the first mitzvah in the Torah is to be a daddy, to bring children into the world. Ki haben nimshach mimoyach ho'av. Because the son comes from the brain of the father. The droplet from which the child is born originates in the brain. Mamish moyach ho'av. Umi shezoyche lohaniach ben, and a person who zoyche to leave behind a son, zebechinas shehimshich sechel hamakif lepnimi. That implies that he has drawn the sechel hamakif into pnimi. Meaning that the moment a father and son situation is created, you have right away a concept of makif and pnimi, a concept of higher level sechel and lower level sechel, where the father is providing for the son, the makif is feeding the pnimi. Ki avu ben heim bechinas makif u pnimi, u kemuvon b'maymar bereshis bora, Maimar v'chatzi Maimar avu ben. As Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran. Over there, Rabbi Nizal discusses the first two words in the Chumash. Bereshis, bara. And Rabbi Nizal says over there, note, that in the word Bereshis, the first half of the word Bereshis is Beis Reish Aleph. So the Gemara says on that, the Gemara of the Zohar Kodesh, that Bereshis is called Maimar Sholem. It's a complete statement, six letters. Bara is Chatzi Maimar, it's half of Bereshis. And it Bereshis refers to the father, because Bereshis is Chachma, Reshis is Chachma. And father represents Chachma. By Yosef HaTzadik, it says he was called Avrech. Av b'Chachma, Varach b'Shonim. He was a daddy in brains, and he was young in years. So we see that the word Chachma is called Abba. And in fact, in Kabbalah, Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, represents a total family. Father, mother, son, and daughter. A basic family unit. So that the Yud, which is Chachma, is the father. The hay, which is Bina, is the mother. As the Pasuk says, Mishle, ki avla, ki aim la Bina tikra. Ima is called Bina, Abba is called Chachma. So therefore we see that ki avu ben b'chines makif u'pnimi. V'al kein, al yidei shemei niyach achrav ben, through the fact that a person leaves a son after him, al yidei ze daika zeche leoiv leparguda damalka. The Zohar Kodesh says, that's what gives the father's neshama the ability to enter behind the curtain of the king. Kaviyochel, to enter into Olam Haba, to get past that curtain, to get inside to the place of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Lizkois, lalois, Olam Haba. No. If a person is zeicher to leave behind the son, if a person is zeicher to have children, that's what gives him reshus, in a sense, to enter behind that parguda de malka. Olam Haba. And the Zohar Kodesh says that without that, the person can't get in over there. Because each and every single Jew, relative to what he accomplishes in this world, in terms of being zeichet to reach higher levels of understanding, and to be zeichet to take makifs and convert them to pnimis, to take things which on Sunday he didn't understand at all, and on Wednesday, after a whole 4 days of learning, he gets to understand that he converted the makif into pnimi, to relative to the extent that a person accomplishes that, kemoikein zeichet ba'olam hapo lemakifim elyoinim acherim. Relative to how much of that you did in Olam Hazeh, they let you do it in Olam Haba on a much more grandiose level. They give you much, much higher level makifin, which they make into pni, which they give you the ability to understand. V'zeh ikr shashua v'tainug Olam Haba. That's going to be the main fun and pleasure of Olam Haba, is the unbelievable makifin. In other words, the super wisdom which a person is going to be given the ability to understand over there. And again, the Gemara says the rule is, I think he might quote it here, Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yochel b'Shabbos. A person who works hard on Friday has what to eat on Shabbos. A person who in Olam Hazeh makes it his business to acquire as much knowledge and wisdom as he can, to take as many makifs as he can and convert them to pnimis, that person is given entrance into Olam Haba, where that's the main concept of Olam Haba, making makifs into pnimis on a much higher level. V'al kein, therefore, al yidei shehiniach ben, through the fact that a person physically accomplishes this, leaves behind the son, sheze bechinas shehimshich hasechel v'hamoyach me'av leben, whereby we're assuming that this means that the father took some of his sechel and injected it into the son, mimakif lepnimi, number one, in the physical creation of the child. It involved taking part of the sechel of the father and drawing a tipa, the droplet that created the son, mimakif lepnimi, The physical accomplishment of that mitzvah gives the person the ability in Olam Haba to be zeichet to those makifim.
But you could say the reverse then.
That what?
The person doesn't rid himself of their draw. So they retain their, so they have a high level of makif, they have a high level of...
Of das?
The assumption here is that you are losing.
Not true, because the perfect example that's given of this always is that das is compared to light, candle, kiner mitzvah v'toyer oira. When if I have a candle, if I light a second candle from it, does the first candle lose anything in the process? No, I simply double the amount of light. If I light 1,000 candles from one candle, I just get much more light, and the original candle lost nothing. So too, when a father gives birth to children, the assumption is he doesn't lose any das in the process. Chas v'shalom, on the contrary, he simply clones his das. He's duplicating, replicating his das into the child and giving the child the ability to take that ball and run with it, to take whatever knowledge the father fed into it as a base and then explode that, you know, and expand that. Chas v'shalom. There's definitely no loss involved in... Right? That's what it's compared to. The Medrash says that we find that this is where Chachma differs from anything else. When it comes to anything physical, you're right. If I take and give to someone else, I'm subtracting from somewhere. Whereas when it comes to Ruchnis, you lose nothing. If you share your knowledge with somebody else, you lose nothing, shibba nothing in the process. You only gain. You only multiply the light.
Share your knowledge, you turn knowledge to someone else.
You're losing nothing. Okay. Your candle doesn't get smaller in any way. Aval kishe'ein zoiche chas v'sham lam yachbonim, whereas if a person is not zoiche to leave behind children, e'ef sheloi la'alois, then he can't go up, me'achar sheloi zocha bo'ilam hazeh lahar bo'isu lahagdil adas, because of the fact that he was not zoiche in this physical world to add that, to increase the das. Knows to make makif into pnimi shebishvil ze bolo ilam. That was the main purpose that he came to the world for. Lahagdil hadas, to increase the das. Velasais mi makif pnimi, and to convert makifim into pnimiim. Shezeh bechinas bonim kanal. A great example of that is bonim. Va'oz zoich lemakifim acherim. Once you did it in this world, then that's your stepping stone or your springboard to be able to do it in the next world. Shezeh b'chinas olam haba kanal, which is the avodah olam haba of getting higher level makifim. Aval kishaloi higdil adas chas v'shalom. But if a person was not zoich to increase the das, v'loi himiach bonim, he didn't produce children. Leave behind children. Veloy him shechasecha me'av leben. He did not draw sechel from father to son. Mimakif lepnimi. From makif lepnimi. Ein yochel lizko islamakif macherim. Then he has no right to be zeichet to those other makifim. Shehem shiashu elam haba, which are the pleasures of olam haba. Now note, the example of the father who takes the son out on a Saturday afternoon and he's going to do his real duty as a daddy and teach him how to play baseball and teach him how to, you know, and take him to the golf club, you know, and show him all the great wisdom of life. Obviously, that's unrelated to this. That's not makif and that's not pimi. That's baloney. That's what it is. When we talk about das, we're talking about das of Torah, das of Hashem. That's what we're talking about. So again, this is relative to religion. This is related to religion, not to nonsense. And one person could have 400 children, and they didn't make any makif into pnimi. And another person could be working his whole life. He's learning, and he every day he's creating children. Every day he's bringing children into. He's doing this concept of father to son by learning a new page of Chumash and a new page of Mishnayos and a new page of this, where he's converting Makif to Pnimi. You have to understand that Rav Moshe is showing that this is the most basic example in life of this, is the concept of bringing a child into the world. Because note, Hashem tells us that the child doesn't originate from the belly button, the child originates from the moyach. It comes, the zera comes from the moyach of Yav. So therefore, that's mamish, an example of taking the moyach of Yav which is Bechinas Makif, and creating a little tiny baby who usually has less brains than the daddy, although again, there's some cases where a little baby has much more brains than the daddy. But the assumption is that he's the makif, the child is the plimi, and performing this mitzvah of getting married and bring children to the world is one of the clear physical examples of doing this. The reward for it is that you're available in Olam Haba to get those makifs and plimis. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, this is why we find that Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter on the Likutei Moran discusses the topic of Yibum also. He introduces the topic of Yibum. At first glance, it seems unrelated to the topic of Makif and Plimi and the Kedusha Shiva Saneiros and everything. Ach al pianal, however, based on what we just explained, hakoil echod, you can see how the topic of Yibum is very much related to this topic of Pnimi and Makif and all of this stuff. Ki inyan hanal lahamshich mi Makif lePnimi, because the topic that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there of the avoido of a yid to convert Makifim into Pnimim, the inyan bonim, and the topic of bringing children into the world, shemechuyavim lamiach boilam hazeh, which a Jew is obligated to leave children in the world, hakol echod, it's one and the same, the kanal, as we just explained. Because the concept of bringing children into the world is a concept of making makifim into pnimim. The concept of creating a situation where there's two levels of seichel, the daddy and the child, where naturally the daddy is the makif, the child is the pnim, and any information that's going to be passed from daddy to the child is the concept of the makif giving chiyus to the pnim.
And then moves the makif from the child and surrounds the child into his hand.
Exactly.
Increases the pnim, and then probably more information.
I'm sorry? Because the whole concept of Yibum is an acknowledgement that if a man left the world without children, there's a choser tikkun. His neshama can't get to where it's supposed to get to unless and until his wife ends up marrying his brother. They produce a child, and that child is named for the brother that passed away, and that completes the tikkun of the brother that didn't have the child. The emphasis in the midst of Yibum is that the fact that he left the world without children, something is unfinished, something requires tikkun, and its tikkun will be when from his wife will come a child, and that'll produce, you know, and that'll be the tikkun for his neshama. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on all of this, v'alkein magia hayerusha lebonim. Now you can understand why the daddy's possessions, when daddy leaves, are shayach to the children. Me'acha shehem bechinas hamshochas hasechel mimakif lepnimi. Once we understand that the children of a person represent drawing his sechel from makif to pnimi, umishom nimshochim kol hashpois kanal, and Rabbeinu Zal had told us that this action of making makif into pnimi, that's what brings down all shefa to the world. Because das konisa machasarta, based on the statement in the Gemara, that if you have das, you have everything, and you have no das, you have nothing, so the flow of das is what determines everything. You understand? We say a person who has das has possessions, and a person who has no das has no possessions. And if we're saying that the flow of das goes from father to son, then it makes good sense that the flow of possessions should also go from father to son. Because the das is everything. The das is the possessions. Im das koniso ma chosarto. Das chosarto ma koniso.